Good evening, Carl. Welcome to the Space Show.
Thank you.
You were an electronics engineer at one time.
Right.
And then a reconnaissance pilot.
Right.
And then a test pilot.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you went into training test pilots. Why did you become an astronaut?
I think the progression of from test pilot to astronaut is a rather natural one. It is an extension of the profession of test piloting into space, and it is also a combination of engineering and flying that is very appealing to a lot of people. And basically that is the reason that I continued on with test piloting into the NASA astronaut corps.
Did you have a choice as to whether you became a pilot or a mission specialist?
Yes, I was actually qualified for both those positions, and you have a choice to apply if you're qualified for both of the positions, and I did apply for both of them and went as a mission specialist.
So that was your choice?
Or? Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was a choice. I strongly considered pilot's job. The appealing thing about the mission specialist, of course, is a spacewalk, so that's why a lot of people would like to do that.
Now, you spent 5 years training before your first mission. Did you do any technical assignments and so on mm-hmm. while you were preparing?
The whole time is technical assignments, basically. The training is minimal, especially during that time. It was after the Challenger accident, and mostly astronaut corps was involved with the rebuilding of the space program. And what was the question again?
Your technical assignments while training.
Oh, yes, technical assignments while training. Yeah, so most of the astronaut corps was involved with rebuilding the space shuttle after the Challenger accident, and so the technical assignments had to do with that particular aspect.
And the assignments that you get while training, and you say you've been through quite a few of those, do they help determine your flight assignments later on?
No. They do not. Those flight assignments come down, 70% of it is luck of the draw, and the other 30% of it is just what they need at the right time, if you're available at the right time. Have I ever even heard of a technical assignment affecting the flight assignments.
So it's not a case of when you finish your training, you get the sort of the short straw, as it were, when it's not quite so leading on into flight. It doesn't sort of bar you from flying.
No. Everybody's going to fly. Everybody in the astronaut corps will fly, and we basically all have to pitch in to do the technical jobs that are required to be done while your comrades are flying, basically.
Now, once you got a flight assignment, you were assigned to STS-38 on the Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
And that was delayed for quite a long time. In fact, from June until your actual flight, which was in, what, November?
November,
wasn't it?
Right.
How disruptive are delays like that to your training schedule?
the delays are taken into consideration as what we call maintenance training, where we will essentially take a little bit of time off. Typically, a crew who is thrown into a delay like that, since the training is very, very rigorous for the previous 6 months to a year, will instantly take a little time off, about a week probably, and everybody go on vacation. We have to do this as a crew, of course. So then we will start back into the training for refresher training and try to get back to maintain our capabilities and our proficiencies. And so it is a continual refresher training and trying to make sure that you don't lose any proficiency.
Mm. Of course, some of the other astronauts have had even worse luck. They've been sort of on the launch pad and even had the engines up and running and then suddenly had to stop.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And that has happened. It's kind of a disconcerting feeling to have the engine shut off immediately. But, it's a testimonial to the safety aspect of the shuttle, where the controllers or the machines, the computers or whatever, decide that there's something wrong and just stop the launch. Mm.
So it doesn't throw your training out like it would, say, an Olympic athlete.
Oh, absolutely
just
not.
The Olympics are delayed 2 weeks.
No. As a matter of fact, if that happens, that doesn't throw the training off as much as like a very long delay where you're told 2 weeks before your flight that you're going to delay for 3 months. Now that will affect the training. But when the engines just shut off while they're on a launch pad, heck, you go back, have lunch, go to sleep again, get back the next day and do it again.
Mm. Yeah, okay. And have you got any assignments now for future flights?
Yeah, I'll be flying in September on STS-64.
And what's your job going to be there?
There is an EVA on that flight to test a new jetpack type of apparatus, and there's a laser which investigates the atmosphere. Mm.
And would you like to fly to the Mir space station and things like that, do some of those missions?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So everyone would,
throw me in, yeah. Throw me in, Coach.
Okay, Cal, thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
My pleasure.
Thanks.